Hi folks, my name is Aaron Powell and I'm a Principal Cloud Advocate here at Microsoft. In this video, we're going to start using some Node.js modules to work with the file system. We're going to use an existing application from Tailwind Traders. Tailwind Traders has many physical stores all over the world, and each night those stores will upload a file called sales.json that contains their sales data for the day. These files are organized into folders based off the store ID. We're going to start by cloning our application from GitHub. So to do that, I'm going to jump over to my terminal and we'll start the clone operation. So here we are, we're going to clone from a sample application, which is at github.com/microsoft docs/node-essentials. And then it's the node files with inside of that that we're going to use for our application. So we'll kick off this clone and in a moment, we'll open that up in VS Code. I'm going to use Visual Studio Code Insiders to do this, but you can use normal Visual Studio Code if you so prefer. And inside of our application, we've got an index.js file that's been created for us. This is where we're going to implement our application and we're going to start working with our file system from Node.js. To start exploring, we're going to use the FS module. The FS module provides synchronous and asynchronous methods for working with the file system. And we're going to focus on the asynchronous ones because we want it to be more realistic and the way that we would normally do that. So import the write module, which is FS, and we'll do that from require FS. And then we're going to access the promises sub-property of that. So this is going to give us an access to a whole bunch of functionality that FS provides, but it's going to give us the asynchronous versions, which will each return a promise. We can then use the async and await keywords to iterate over those in an asynchronous manner. So to do this, we need to create our application. I'm going to create a main function, which will be asynchronous, and then we'll execute that immediately so our application starts up. To be able to generate the output, we need to find each of the store's data files. And to do that, we're going to use the fs.readdir function. This function needs a folder path to read, and that's going to be its entry point. And then we can provide some options to it, such as whether to include metadata about the paths that is found on the file system. So we're going to create a new function that will be called from main that will get us a list of stores out of this store's folder. So that's what's going to be our entry point. And as we can see, each folder inside of that is numbered by the store ID, 201, 202, etc. So I've created the find stale files function. Inside of it, we're going to be passing through an argument, which is called folder name, which is the starting location. And we're going to await against fs.readdir using that file path that we've provided. This will return the array of file paths that we're just going to log out at the moment so we can have a look at what's happened. So let's pop open a terminal, run our application and just see where we're at. I'll run it by doing node index.js. And we'll see in the output here, we get 201, 202, and so on. What it's done is it's found the folders, not the files. And that's because readdir won't run as a recursive method. It doesn't go through folders if it finds, because it doesn't really understand the difference between files or folders. It just sees file system paths. So instead, we need to make this function recursive. So I'm going to go back and update the find sales files function. Here's our updated function. At line 10, we've created a new array variable called sales files. So this is where we're going to put all the files into. And then on line 12, we're going to await against readdir as we were doing previously, but this time we're passing through options with file types colon true. So what this is going to do is instead of returning the raw paths, we're going to be returning an array of metadata about the paths as well. So I can then use a for of loop to go through this. And I will do for of, and then if the item is a directory, so this is because it's got metadata, I can call a function that will determine whether it's a directory or not. If it is a directory, we'll then re-execute the find sales files, but we'll add it the current item name. So that's the path of the current item to the existing path so we can recurse through that. If it wasn't a directory, then we're just going to test to see it was sales.json. And if it was, we'll add that to our array of paths that we've been trying to discover, because that's what we're looking for is the files called sales.json. Now, if we execute this, we'll see that we get all of the stores out as we were expecting, stores, 201, sales.json, so on and so forth. With this code, we've created a recursive function that will walk through the starting directory, which is stores, and then traverse down until it finds all of the sales.json files, pushing them into an array that we can then return to our caller. The important distinction here is how we call readDir. We can either call it with or without options, but without options, we'll just get the paths. With options, we can get some metadata and we can do checks to see if something is a directory or not. That'll do for this video. We have our application displaying the files that we want and our folders in our folder structure. Join me next time where we're going to start working with the path module in Node.js, improving the way that we're building our application and fix some bugs that we might have already inadvertently added to our application. Bye for now.